July 2nd, Jesus says, "Do not seek us anxiously. We are with you." It was once permitted that Mary should seek her God, who was lost, her Jesus, but it was a chance event. Mary had God even before being his mother, for God is always where grace is, for grace is love, and God is where love is. As with my mother, so it happens with you, faithful brothers and sisters and children of God and Mary. When you seek God, it is because love has already placed him in your hearts. When he seems to be arriving, it is not that you are seeing him arrive. The fact is that your spirits, rendered even more lucid by a more intense fever of love, have you seen him in the place where he already was. He seems to be coming into you. It is you, in reality, who are uniting yourselves more intimately to him. Only in the place where there is no grace, and thus no love, or desire, or seeking of God, does he never arrive, because hate rejects him. This is why grace holds capital significance. It is this which, with advance love, grants you the possession of God, who is the joy and glory of the blessed. Do not, then, seek me anxiously. Consider that if it sometimes seems that I am not present, it is not as a punishment. What did I say to my mother? Why were you looking for me? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? Well then, when I deprive you of my perceptible presence and I seem to have abandoned you, it is because I am occupying myself with the concerns of my Father. I need your tears of love and rescue a soul that hate is turning into a slave of evil. Do you see how I love you? I associate you with myself in rescuing the poor lost ones and serving the glory of our Father. Smile, little spouse. Before the day grows cool, and the shadows lengthen, we shall go off to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of incense. Smile, little spouse. On the summit you shall be crowned. Do you know what the summit of the nuptial mountain is for my little, dear brides? Do you know what the crown is with which they become queens? The summit of Golgotha perforates the sky and blossoms in paradise, and the knotty branches of the thorns which tortured me put forth golden roses. How long the road is under the cross! How much pain on the cross! How much blood those thorns must drink in to flourish! Come and smile in your spirit. The tears are pearls on rubies of roses, and sobs are the chord of the lyres of your triumphal entry, when you come up from the desert, filled with delights, leaning on your beloved.